time is Radio Freedom.
Hello, this is Show 53 of Radio Clash, and this is the Fighting the Man with a Ukulele in Your Hand edition.
This is Radio Clash of Pirate Satellite, holding your living money, cashing in the middle of life. This is Radio Clash of Pirate Satellite, this is Radio Clash.
Hello, it's Tim from Radio Clash, and this is Show 53, and that was Radio 4 with Transmission, and I had to play something like that. It's not a mashup, I have to say. For number one, it's not a mashup, no more disclaimer, but certainly with what's been going on recently, I had to play a track that has the lyrics like that does. I hope you listened very close to the lyrics. If not, rewind and listen again. Certainly, cheesy DJ link is that podcasting is the digital recording heroes, but heroes don't just throw in the glove to the ring as soon as they get slightly threatened by a few letters. But you would have known the whole thing that's going on with Adam Curry at the moment. And I kind of got dragged into it because people were posting on my blog about, oh, what are you going to do, what are you going to do? Well, you hear the response, I'm going to be still here, and I'm going to scream about it. And I'm pissed off. I mean, I actually found myself very reticent to do a show because it was like, okay, I'm going to record either a very angry show or a very down show, or this show will probably be a mixture of the both. But the interesting thing is that I was looking online that, you know, Jan Palette's hit test, which actually probably should have a reason for going since it only uses small clips as a, you know, 30-second clips, probably could be licensed. And a few others have just sort of thrown in, you know, they've stopped using any RIA or BPR music of any sort. And as you know, Adam Curry has stopped playing mashups or anything else. Now, I kind of entered into a little bit of a, like the Molly versus Adam debate, I entered into a little bit of a fracas with Adam on the podcasters list, because I said, as I will say now, that I find it very convenient. I sort of felt for him, and I gave some advice about what people can do, because I've had a cease and desist, I had some of the hassle as a mashup artist. In the mashup community, we regularly get hassle, regularly get people get pulled down, and there's some things you can do to kind of minimise that or minimise the problems. But I say no one is fireproof, and I'm not saying I'm fireproof, because you know what happens, tempt fate. But the thing is that it's very convenient what he was saying. He was obviously using it. I mean, I used to be a listener of the Daily Source Code. He was obviously using it to promote the PodSafe Music Network, which is not actually a bad thing. I found it a bit kind of like, rather than just saying, oh, I've had a few letters, we're not playing any mashups anymore, let's move on. It was this big show, a big thing, and suddenly not Mr. Smith goes to Washington, Adam Curry goes to Europe, and it's just like, I'm sorry, bullshit. I remember what he was like about iTunes, and iTunes have blocked shows like this one and other good shows. I won't mention who they are. give them a handy list. But you know what I mean? It's just like, I really don't feel that he's a spokesperson for podcasting anymore. He's a commercial entity, and he was a commercial entity using commercial music. He used mashups, even though he said that mashups weren't really a long-lasting phenomenon, which pissed me off. If you look, go back into the back, you know, go to Radio Clash, go to mutantpop.net/RadioClash and listen to you know, search on that, and you'll find my comments about it at the time. He said that they went, and but then he used them on Podtro, used them everywhere. But they say when the going gets bad, well, he suddenly drops them. That shows you. Whereas this show is all about mashups. Probably a very good cue to play one before I get even more ranty. So this is a great one by Go Home Productions. It is a mashup. You'll probably recognise it, but there's a bit of a twist in the end. Most of them fleece me every night.
sometimes said that the people who work quietly behind the scenes are the most important people. They really get the work done, not the noisy ones.
Yes, that's true.
You think that's true?
Yes.
Lumpy with his I'm not joking, Lumpy is one of the best DJs in this country, and I've listened, he gave me his back catalogue in MP3 form, and I saw him at West of Bastard, as mentioned in the previous show, and I've been loving his chilled mixes. I mean, I've had that one, but some of the other ones I didn't have, so expect more on the show from him. That was a mix of John Mellencamp, Jack and Diane versus Lemon Jelly. I can't remember the name of that track. I should remember it. Oh no, show notes, help. It's on that big album. I think it's Pushy, but I'm not sure. And before that was a classic reworked by Going Productions, which is Jacko Under Pressure, played in the previous show, with a bit of Robert Williams tapped on the end. And usually that would be kind of like hanging a fence, but that works really well. And I think I hope some of the lyrics aren't very pertinent in that one either. Yes, going for a downbeat but mashup mood. I think we need to go a bit more upbeat now. I think I've got over my rant during that break. Don't get me started again. I'm pretty much well. It's been a stressful week though. What with what I just mentioned. The kind of stuff that's been going on there. But also, we went to the British Museum on Tuesday to meet John. John's a member, and he's an active member, so it was the AGM. And we had this blazing row with the security guard there, because they were being absolute, and if there are any children listening, turn away now, absolute cunts. They were. There's no other word to describe them. They're being really noxious, really kind of jobs-worthy, horrible people. What happened is I turned up just before 8 o'clock. He said 8 o'clock, and so I turned up just before and said, oh, you know, I tried to come in. He said, oh, no, you can't come in. I'm meeting my partner here. And they said, no, you can't come in. Okay, is there no way you can pass a message? Nope, unless he's got a mobile. Well, not at all, you know, because there's two of them. No way you can pass a message in there. It later turns out that my partner had spoke to them, agreed that it was fine for me to come in, left his name, everything. He then had to come out to meet me. And he had a blazing row that I could hear across the road with them, shouting at them. He just exploded, then found me. And let's just say it really kicked off, because then he just went nuclear at them. But, you know, not rude, just really like, you know, what the hell are you playing at type stuff. And this guy got really aggressive, and he was sort of starting to threaten John, you know, doing the classic aggressive manoeuvres, or don't you spit at me, when he was just talking to him, you know, it was probably just spittle. And there's a supervisor there who, of course, you know, he'd agreed this with, and she was backing, of course, the security guard up. It was just really odd. And I was a bit stupid and swore at the bloke. And literally he came out and was threatening me to apologise in the street, which was, let's just say, if anyone is listening from the British Museum, That security guard is, you know, if he had hit me, he would have been toast. Because I just, you know, that's really, really dodgy. It doesn't, you know, yeah, I was out of order and I apologise for what I said. But the fact that he pushed into John, who was trying to be the peacemaker and then was literally sort of coming onto me in the street. If he'd hit me, it would have been common assault. So, yes, it would have been provocation. But he wouldn't have looked good for British Museum. So that was a bit odd. That was really odd, you know. It was like, yes, I felt bad for swearing at this guy. But this guy shouldn't have risen to the bait so easily. That's really odd. And especially, as I say, they're fine when they're in the British Museum. But when they're out, they're actually public. They don't have any... It doesn't matter if they're wearing a uniform. You know, unless they're police, they have no jurisdiction. So if they hit me, it's common assault. And it's really odd. So be wary, those of you. I know I've got American listeners. Be careful when going to the British Museum. They have very odd security staff at the moment. Ones that are, well, I think I've got a lot of aggression issues. Worse than bouncers. I mean, I've dealt with bouncers. I'm fine with bouncers. You know, I never have any aggro. Very odd. So I've been listening to, when I was in Bristol, I bought a couple of CDs. One was a post-punk CD, which was in the beginning there was Rhythm with a lot of really good early stuff, which I had on MP3 anyway. Some of which I actually have on CD, but I was buying it because, well, you know, it's nice to have proper copies of it. And sort of early post-punk stuff, like 23 Skidoo. Some of it's pretty unlistenable. I can't stand the heat, this heat. But yeah, there's some. The Coup is Coup by 23 Skidoo is well worth getting it for, and a few other things. And the other one I bought was Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain, their latest CD, which is great, and they have some very interesting CD notes about, especially about this track which I'm playing, which is Leaning on a Lamppost, which is of course by the King of the Ukuleles, George Formby. And they actually said that apparently he was the first British artist to tour post-revolution Soviet Union. Interesting. And there's a rumour that he got the Order of Lenin, but that's not really been that's never been confirmed. And what was the other one? No, basically making him out to be a much more revolutionary figure than he was, which is possible. So I'm going to play this track, and so just think about that when you hear the style they've done it in.
I'm leaning on a lamp. Maybe you think I look a tramp, or you may think I'm hanging round to steal a car. But no, I'm not a crook. And if you think that's what I look, I'll tell you why I'm here and what my motives are.
Raz, dwa, trzy.
I'm leaning on a lamppost at the corner of the street in case a certain little lady comes by.
Flat, I'm not a girl like that.
Oh, she's absolutely wonderful and marvelous and beautiful, and anyone can understand why. I'm leaning on a lamppost at the corner of the street in case a certain little lady comes by. Thank you.
She's absolutely wonderful and marvelous and beautiful, and anyone can understand why. I'm leaning on a lamppost at the corner of the street in case a certain little lady comes by.
Play a song, little guess-ass boy. Play a song of joy. Play for me, my guess-ass boy.
This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite.
Now everybody's got a crazy notion of their own. Some like to mix up with the crowd, some like to be alone. It's no one else's business, as far as I can see. But every time that I go out, the people stare at me with my little ukulele in my hand. Of course the people do not understand. Some say, why don't you be a scout, why don't you read a book? But I get lots more pleasure when I'm playing with my uke. Of course I take no notice, you can tell. For mother's sound advice will always stand. She said, my boy, do what I say, and you'll never go astray if you keep your ukulele in your hand. Yes, son, keep your ukulele in your hand. While walking down the prom last night, as peaceful as can be, when some young girl said, what about a stroll down by the sea? She said her name was Jane and that she'd just come for the day. She looked so young and harmless that I couldn't turn away, so with my little ukulele in my hand, I took a stroll with Jane along the sand. We walked along for miles without a single care or frown. But when we reached the sand hill, she said, come on, let's sit down. I felt so shy and bashful sitting there, 'cause the things she said I didn't understand. She said, your love just turns me dizzy, come along, big boy, get busy. But I kept my ukulele in my hand. Yes, sir, I kept my ukulele in my hand. Made up my mind that I'd get wet some 18 months ago. I also bought a book about the things you want to know. But just about a week ago I got an awful fright. I had to get dressed quickly in the middle of the night, and with my little ukulele in my hand, I ran along the road for Dr. Brand. It didn't take him long to get his little bag of tools. I held his hat and coat and let him have my book of rules. Out of the bedroom door he looked and smiled, said, come inside and see your wife and child. My heart, it jumped with joy, I could see it was a boy, for he had the ukulele in his hand. Oh baby, he had the ukulele in his hand.
Yes, it's come to this, playing George Formby pre-copyright 1920s songs. And but yes, if you're not successful in all of this copyrights defending mashups, I will be forced to play songs from the 20s and 30s. And I will. And you'll like it. that was George Formby himself with a little ukulele in my hand, which is actually was banned at the time for being too lewd. I don't know whether, I think it's from the 20s, it might be the 30s, but certainly yes, I love the imagery in that, you know, so like with a little ukulele in my hand, it's, you know, and especially with this baby's born with a little ukulele, it's like, yes. Middle was a bit from Cassette Boy, which, the form he goes out the window, which is, ends far too early, rather embarrassingly, and before that was Leaning on a Lamppost by the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain, and that's a great CD, so go buy it, don't file share it, go buy it, go on. No, it is really good. It's got, I'm looking at the show notes, see, to prove I have bought it, I can give you the ISRC number if you really want, look, the sound, apparently, he got George Formby got deported from pre-apartheid South Africa for playing to a non-segregated audience. You see? See? All these things you didn't know about George Formby. He was a class warrior. George Formby, class warrior. He's already got three of his day just with a ukulele. Yes, it's losing metaphor. It's not really working, is it? But no, it's quite interesting. I think he actually comes from my neck of the woods. I think he comes from Manchester. He's a Lancashire lad. I think actually he might be. I'm not sure if he's Oldham or somewhere around there, Salford. Or he's definitely Lancashire. I know he is. It's a really good CD. It's got a very strange cover of MacArthur Park, which I really hate that song. But it's got just to name Minon Plus. It's got a cover of La Freak, which I will play on the show at some point, unless I get cease and desisted. Miss Dynamite, that's great. I love that version. Wonderful Land. It's like the Shadows ukulele crossover starts here, and it's hard to handle. Very good. I think probably this year. I think last year was the year of the accordion. This year is the year of the ukulele. Next year, I don't know. As I've been saying, maybe about the jazz mix, which I've just posted, maybe it's going to be the year of cha-cha. I don't know, cha-hop. I don't know what instrument it's going to be. I don't know. Shuffleboard? I'm going to play another mashup just to kind of keep this vaguely on track, although I'm kind of enjoying playing loads of either rights busting or either rights non-rights things. Like the last one. As I say, I must find it. There's loads of really good stuff on archive.org, which is early 78s, so I think I've played at least one thing from there in the past. I probably will again, and because I love those really early tracks. And as I say, I've been very tempted to actually do a pre-copyright show, a show of tracks which are kind of just lapsed copyright. I might do that actually, if this all kicks off. This is certainly not pre-copyright. This is Team 9 with their version of Do You Want To? What? That's some very beautiful music, and probably owes a little bit of explanation. I was listening to Jeb's £50 note, well, he is £50 note podcast, which you can find at now. I mentioned in the previous show, but he's now got a Feedburner feed, so it's now feeds.feedburner.com/£50 note. That's 50POUND with the P. capitalized note and capitalized note, he played a track from a Japanese computer game called Katamari Damashi, which I'm sure I've got totally wrong pronunciation wise, called Katamari on the Rocks or Katamari Rocks, and I went and checked out all the stuff, and that is a track called Beautiful Star from that game. And it's weird how you could actually hear the most interesting music you've heard in a long time. Interesting electronica, interesting kind of J-pop, interesting rock, interesting kind of like glitchy stuff in there, is actually on a soundtrack to a game. It's really odd. There's some really good music on there, which is like, you know, that's from the Everybody Loves Katamari game, whereas some really good music from the Katamari Damachi, the first game. That's from the second game. I've not even played the game. I actually want to play a game. I want to play the game. I want to go and get a PlayStation and a copy of the game just because of the music. That's odd. But it's beautiful music. I mean, it ranges from glitchy electronica, rock, very cheesy lounge music, rapping. But I say a lot of kind of like sort of jazz stuff, electronica. You know, sort of very blissed out, glitchy stuff. Very odd. So I'm going to play another track from there. This is a rock track. This is very kind of if there's J-pop, is this J-rock? I don't know. Very, very annoying. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. It's the finding tunes that should have been there but are not there anymore. Maybe it's this one. This is going out to Brian from Coverville. Not that he asked for a dedication, but he's getting one. This is one of the few Elvis Costello mashups out there. I play two Elvis Costello mashups, and he's such an Elvis Costello fan, I know he'll love it. Because I've been really enjoying Coverville recently. So enjoy it, Brian. We'll be right back. That's Go Home Productions with Rap Detective. That's a cast of millions. That includes Elvis Costello, Police, Lionel Richie, Peggy Lee, Bob Marley, Exodus, The Hollies, and Led Zeppelin. Actually, I played the short version by accident. There's actually a longer version on his website, so go and get it. It's going to be a bit of a GHP show. accidentally, totally accidentally. Although he's posted a lot of tracks from his latest mix, which I'm playing the tracks I like from that mix in this show. A lot of the tracks, newer tracks he's done, not really tightly in my bag. But, you know, go along and see what you think. Because he did a... was it Superchunk? Let's have a look. Yeah, he did a Superchunk for XFM. There's loads of new tracks from that. But the couple of tracks I'm playing are ace. So, yeah, he definitely still has the skills. And before that was Bangers and Mash with Voodoo Elvis, which is Pump It Up by Elvis Costello versus Rogue Trader. I assume it's the Voodoo bit. I don't know that track very well. That works quite well. I think it's a little bit samey towards the end, but it that is such a good song, and it's supposed to be about. I can just kind of hear Brian Cool wincing because it's wrong, or it's wrong, but so wrong. Apparently, Pump It Up is about snorting vodka. I've heard that's the rumour. That it's about what they used to do is kind of do a thing with a, I think is it with a can and the pressure, so you kind of like almost like you get like a, you know, a sort of vodka and something with something carbonated, and then you'd puncture the bottom and you'd sort of, you know, just like I was watching Dazed and Confused recently, rewatching it because I watched it back in the day. Big, I used to be very big. Plus, I'm a very big Richard Linklater fan, and. They were doing that thing with beer cans, you know, you punch a hole in the bottom and then open the top. I've forgotten the name of it. I should know the name of what it's called. Not steam training, but something similar. Anyway, I'm babbling. I'm not going to play a very strange Flintstones cover at you because I can. Enjoy.
Yabba dabba do, yabba dabba do, hey, 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 hey. when they meet. I'm a court, and I've become the topic of discussion. They discuss the origins of court. Not clean. Not clean. I heard that the latest cut and honors meeting, they rule. Court. In court we trust. In court we trust.
Trust. And God, we trust. And your little London, little flat, half Icelandic twat. Cut the nets, cut the nets. We need the card. Where's the card? We can be quite reasonable about this. Give us the fucking card. Goddamn bastard. It's. It's. Gotta go with the goddamn chips!
Caught goes swimming in the sea, innocent of it. Caught in the sea? Caught, caught in the sea!
As filthy as it is, we want it. We don't want haddock. We don't want haddock and chips. We want cod.
Cod. Cod. Not clean. Not clean.
We trust.
It can't we trust.
In a long line of actually trying to destroy all of my audience, that there's Codomatopoeia by Kimono versus Ghost Digital. If you ever wondered what ever happened to the buffoon from Sugar Cubes, Einar Orn, you now know. If you wonder what Fall from Marky Smith was doing nowadays, you now know as well. Singing about cod. Yeah, okay. And before that, equally mad, was Flintstones done by the Black Lodge Singers. Or a Native American family. Yeah, that's from their Kids Powwow album. Which I must buy just for the sheer incongruity of it all. I think they described it on WFMU, where I got that track, as being something you just play and people's jaws just drop to the floor. And it kind of works on so many levels, and so ironic in so many levels, that I'm probably it's opening a new dimensional door down the road. So this is kind of the end of the show. You'd be glad to, probably after the last two tracks. And I would like to say this was sponsored by Cheap Red Wine. It is a fuel of choice for mashup artists and podcasters. I've been talking to one podcaster earlier who was fueling himself up on that about several hours ago. So maybe I'll hear the product of his loins. Anyway, later on. But yes. Let's. So I'm gonna, as I said, it was a bit of a GHP show. I don't know why. Well, he's perfectly good mashup artist to play, really. I think because the latest releases, I sort of downloaded them, and I like the couple of tracks that he's got, and they have to be heard, definitely. And this is a mix of Marvin Gaye and 10cc, which is very, very nice. So you can find out more about Radio Clash at the blog, which is www.mutantpop.net/radioclash. The email is radioclash@mutantpop.net. You probably noticed the post, if you are frequenting of the blog, that the Clash line has went down almost 2 months ago, and no one told me. K7.net are shit. They are full of crap. If you're using a K7.net for anything, be very wary, because they'll cancel your account if no one uses it over 30 days. And I was thinking, that's strange, no one's leaving voicemail. Of course, they've reallocated to someone else. So if you've left voicemail, because they didn't bother to put a thingy on saying, hi, I'm Derek, or hi, I'm Jenny, or whatever, no one knew. So, sorry about that. So the new number is, if you want to leave comments, and you're always welcome, and this won't change, because I'm going to pay them not to change it, because you can do that with this. It's from a new service called, DM Club, who's in the UK. So the new number is 0700-5981-731. That's 0700-5981-731. I've checked, it's a D rate, so it's kind of like a little bit more than the local number, but it's not that expensive. It's about 12p peak. It's about, should be about 3p weekend, and about 10p the rest of the time. So it should be fairly cheap for people in the UK. So I've got a line for those in the UK to leave comments. Please do, because you were previously shut out by being a Seattle number. Of course, you had 44 with that and take off 0 for outside the UK. You're very welcome to call from outside the UK. It will accept those calls. I'm sure it won't be that much, because as I say, it's not a big sort of national rate number, so it should be pretty cool, hopefully. It's what's called global D rate or something weird like that. Worldwide D rate. Worldwide number. So it's a personal number, so hopefully it shouldn't change. And you can leave voicemails for me on Gizmo at Radio Clash. The show, our first year anniversary show, is coming up. I've left a little note in the feed, and also sent out a few promos to people. I really want your feedback. It's going to be a list show, I think it's going to be a list show, and that's the one we've got prepared anyway. We've got plans for other things, but I'm not sure they'll be done in time. So send your top five mashups, top five cats, top five weird covers, top five times I said or anything, who knows. Or don't send lists at all. Be like that guy in Dead Poets Society. Don't stand on the desk and send me something else, but send me something, certainly audio comments. It'd be great to do a really kind of like a feedback type show, like we do this proper ting and stuff, because we don't. And you can tell I'm drunk, can you? And you can also Skype me at Tim Bear Club, but you can't leave voicemails on it, because that's a bit crap. So that's the end of the show. I hope you enjoy the mashup. It's been a bit of a weird one, but then again, life is weird. But this is a very good mashup. I say it's Marvin's Not in Love, parts 1 and 2. It gets a little bit of a rambunctious towards the end, but I'll speak to you soon.
Oh, baby!
Just a silly phase I'm going through, and just because I call you up,
I won't push you, baby.
Don't get me wrong, don't think you got it made. I'm not in love, no, no. I'd like to see you,
oh, babe.
But then
Damn. It ended while I was doing my dinner. I forgot to say, if any of you actually have any spare tickets for the XFM, Kaiser Chiefs, the show that's coming up, just the tickets went out on Friday. For a good friend of mine and Kirk's tried to get tickets for Kirk's Christmas present and couldn't. So hopefully he doesn't listen to the show. I don't think he does, because he was on dial-up. But he might now. He's not on dial-up anymore. So if anyone has spare tickets, or maybe go on a press pass. Yes, don't delude yourself, Tim. But certainly, if anyone has them, let me know, because it would be nice to get that present for Kirk, and I'd like to go along as well. And you know, so if anyone's got three tickets or at least a couple of tickets, and maybe we can sort something out. So I'll speak to you soon, and have a good night.